Are you ready to take your intermittent fasting lifestyle to the next level? There's nothing better than community to help with that. In the Delay, Don't Deny community, we all embrace the clean fast, and there's just the right support for you as you live your intermittent fasting lifestyle. You can connect directly with me in the Ask Jen group, and I'll answer all of your questions personally. If you're new to intermittent fasting or recommitting to the intermittent fasting lifestyle, join the 28-Day Fast Start group. After your fast start, join us for support in the first year group. Need tips for long-term maintenance? We have a place for that. There are many more useful spaces beyond these, and you can interact in as many as you like. Visit jenstevens.com/community to join us. An annual membership costs just over $1 a week when you do the math. If you aren't ready to fully commit for a year, join for a month, and you can cancel at any time. If you know you'll want to stay forever, we also have a lifetime membership option available. IF is free. You don't need to join our community to fast. But if you're looking for support from a community of like-minded intermittent fasters, we're here for you at jenstevens.com/community. That's jenstevens.com/community. We all face stress in our daily lives. What if the answer to a better stress response is in one key nutrient? I'm talking about magnesium, and specifically Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. This one-of-a-kind product is designed to reverse low levels of magnesium, which could have a positive effect on our stress response. But don't take my word for it. Here's a quote from a 2020 issue of the scientific journal Nutrients. Results suggest that stress could increase magnesium loss, causing a deficiency, and in turn, magnesium deficiency could enhance the body's susceptibility to stress, resulting in a magnesium and stress vicious circle. I only recommend Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. It's the only organic full-spectrum magnesium supplement that includes 7 unique forms of magnesium for stress resilience and better sleep. Simply go to bioptimizers.com/ifstories. Promo code IFSTORIES10 to get your magnesium breakthrough and find out this month's gift with purchase. That's bioptimizers.com/IFSTORIES, promo code IFSTORIES10. Welcome to Intermittent Fasting Stories. I'm your host, Jen Stevens, author of Delay, Don't Deny, Living an Intermittent Fasting Lifestyle. I lost over 80 pounds thanks to intermittent fasting, after learning how to delay my eating rather than deny myself the delicious foods I want to eat. Now, who's ready to hear an inspirational intermittent fasting story? That's why we're here, so let's get excited to talk to today's guest. Hi, everybody, and welcome to episode 118 of Intermittent Fasting Stories. Today, I'm here with Tammy Roach. Tammy lives in Louisville, Kentucky, where she is the Director of Testing Services at the University of Louisville. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks, Jen. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I'm so glad to talk to you today. So today's a special day for you because it is your birthday.
My 50th birthday. I'm so excited. Yay! Half a century.
I know. And I just left 50. I'm 51. We're recording this in July for anyone who wonders. My birthday was yesterday and I turned 51. So welcome to 50. 50 is fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know I reached out to you a long time ago, back in December, I think,
right?
And asked if I could do it because I knew this would be a special week. So I wanted to have my birthday week, and I knew it was your birthday. So I thought it would be a special week for us to record together.
I think that was a great idea. And also, funny side note, my husband, Chad, is still 49 because I'm older than him. So he's 49 and I'm 51, and that just feels wrong.
I know. Well, my husband, Brian, is 49. So
okay, so you get it.
I do get it.
I'm ready for him to meet me in the 50s.
That's right.
Well, you know, I like to start off by asking, what brought you to intermittent fasting and when was that?
So I have been heavy my entire life, and I ran into a girlfriend at the ER one day, and I kept looking at her She was a friend of mine, and I knew that she had had weight loss surgery, and I had seen her progress with the weight loss surgery. But when I saw her that night at the hospital, she's an ER nurse, and I saw her at the hospital, and I just kept looking at her. I remember I just kept standing there, like with my arms crossed, looking at her, going, "What is so different about her?" So before we left the hospital, I said, "Stacy, I said, I've just got to ask. I said, you just look small. You look little. You look tiny." And she's like, "Tammy," she said, "I've been doing this thing. It's called intermittent fasting." She said, "You really need to check it out." And she said, "Go home." She said, "Look up the book, Delay, Don't Deny." She said, "Read that book." She said, "And then there's an app I want you to download. It's called the Life app." She said, "Download that." And she said, "Just check it out. Let me know what you think." So Jen, I literally went home from the hospital, got on Amazon, and ordered the book that night.
I love it.
Yeah. So then I also downloaded the fasting app just to kind of look at it.
When was this? When did this happen?
That was actually on October the 25th. It was on a Sunday night.
Okay? Of what year?
Of 2019.
Okay. So here's something cool. Your episode will come out October 22nd. So you will be almost at your 1 year fastiversary.
That will be
cool. When your episode comes out. Yay.
That's
very cool. So October 25th, 2019, you got the book, you got the app.
I did. So I received the book on a Monday. That was a Sunday night. Received the book from Amazon the next day, read the book that night, and started my fasting. Now, with that, I didn't like weigh myself. I didn't take any pictures because honestly, Jen, I thought there's no way I can fast.
Right.
Because I'm a grazer. And there's no way I can fast. I had heard quite a bit about intermittent fasting. I had been doing Weight Watchers, which I'll talk about Weight Watchers. I've Weight Watchered my whole life, but I'm one that would gain weight on Weight Watchers.
Right.
So I had been doing Weight Watchers. I'd been trying to meal prep, and I'd actually been watching a lot of YouTube videos so that I could learn how to do that. And they kept talking about intermittent fasting, and I just would like roll my eyes because I'm like, there's no way I could do that. So, but after I read your book, I mean, I really, really felt like that book was you talking to me as a friend, and like I could resonate with so much of what you said that it was almost like an epiphany that I'm like, okay, you can do this. So I did wait a couple days before I weighed. I wanted to make sure I could get a couple fasts under my belt. So I've told everybody that I started on Halloween. But I really started a couple days before Halloween. It's just that was the day that I weighed myself.
So your first weigh-in was Halloween.
That is correct. And that's like my first picture. When you see my before picture, I use one from Halloween Day.
Okay. So. All right. So October 31st. So you had that number. You know what you weighed on October 31st. And
yes. Yeah, so now it's been 9 months.
9 months. I was doing some math.
And my goal was to be at 199 by today. I was at 232 pounds that day. And my goal was to be under 200 by my birthday, but I was at 200.0 this morning.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you, universe.
Right, right. But I'm okay with that because I'm sitting in a size 12 jeans.
That's fabulous. You know, isn't that funny how that works out? I think the scale actually messes with you. It's like it has a personality.
It does.
It never was as stubborn as when I was right close to a milestone.
That's right. That's right. And I mean, I used the bathroom. I took off my rings. I took off my glasses and tried it again. And it was still 200.0. So I'm just like, that's fine. And my husband said, "Tam, you know, you look great. Don't worry about it." So I feel great. I'm in a size 12 and I feel great where I am. I'm in a large shirt. I'm from a 2X and from size 18 jeans.
Wow.
So I feel great. I love this lifestyle and I love the community that we've built. So I'm super excited about being 50 and where I am today.
Well, I think, you know, that's great. 50, 200 on the dot. And tomorrow will be a new day.
That's
right. So maybe you'll have that whoosh.
I'm hoping for it. But to be honest, we're getting ready to leave for a 2-week vacation. So I don't think it's going to happen because I'm going to give myself grace.
Yeah.
I'm going to make choices that you make when you're on vacation. And I know that whenever I get back, I'll make better choices and it'll come right back off. So I give myself, you know, I told my group that as long as I'm under 200 by Labor Day.
There you go.
I'll be okay with that. So,
you know, a lot of people find that after they go on vacation, of course, when you get back, your weight will be up because that's just, you know, the weight of the restaurant food. I find that I mean, I can feel my rings get tight when I'm on vacation, just because you retain so much water. But a lot of people find that after a vacation, after that initial weight gain from the food and the, you know, the fluid retention, not only do they return to where they were before the vacation pretty soon, within a week or so, but then they find that it might break a stubborn plateau. Just the whole eating more, your body's like, all right, plenty of food. It'll kind of rev up your metabolism.
Right. And we did take a vacation back in May, and we had went to Florida for a little bit, and I came back. I was up 6 pounds.
Right.
Because I love soft drinks. I really, really do. So I gave myself grace. I drank quite a few soft drinks, which I try not to drink too many when I'm at home. I came home, I was 6 pounds up. So I got right back to at least 18 hours of fasting that next week. And by the following weekend, the 6 pounds were off. I was right back to where I was. And I think that that's one of the things about this lifestyle is that before I always had it in my mind where if I got off track,
right,
I would say, well, I'll start again Monday, or I'll start again the first of the month, or, you know, I was constantly making these deals with myself. And now I just know that as soon as nighttime hits, I'm starting it again. I mean, it's not like there's ever a future time that I'm going to start again, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah. And it's to me, even we're not starting again. Like I went to on vacation last week. I was at the beach for 4 days with friends, and we had very long windows. And, you know, when I got back home, I wasn't starting again. I was getting back on my routine. I think that's the important shift. We all are different on vacation. Everybody is. Everybody eats differently on vacation. And we come back and we resume our normal routine.
Right.
That's the freedom of it. Because I, you know, I love Facebook memories so much. That's one of the things. Every morning I wake up and look at Facebook memories. But looking at what I wrote, you know, years ago, I would come back from vacation and say, diet starts Monday. You know, I had that mentality of I'm starting a diet because I enjoy my vacation. And instead, I got back home the day after I'd been at the beach, and I just was like back to normal. That's the beauty of it. That's my favorite thing.
Right. And that's how I feel too. And that's what I mean about starting every night.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not putting it in the future. It's just starting again tonight.
Yeah.
You know?
It's your new fast every day. Every day you start a new fast. Every day you open a new window.
And honestly, some days when we're on vacation, I have 10-hour windows. I mean, I do. And I'm okay with that because I know I'll have an 18, I'll have a 20 whenever I get back home, and it'll be all good. I'll get it back off. I know this is my lifestyle forever now.
Yeah, I think I had a 12-hour window one day when I was at the beach. But, you know, you're opening with, we had cocktails on the beach or whatever, and snacks late into the night. That's okay.
I know.
Just longer fasts, shorter fasts.
Right.
So tell us what it was like when you first started. It was, you know, October 31st was your official, this is my day. I took your photos, took your weight. And how did that go?
Well, whenever I first started, I was not a coffee drinker. I've never drank coffee before. But I know that I had read in your groups and also in the book, you know, just about drinking coffee and having your clean fast. And I have clean fasted since day one.
Yay.
And I think that's one of the things, because I didn't drink coffee that often anyway. So I didn't have to worry about, you know, having the creamer in it or whatever. So now I drink coffee. I drink almost a pot a day, because Tammy and I, my friend Tammy at work, Scroggum, we like to think of coffee as medicine. It's so funny. I heard in your podcast, you made that reference a couple weeks ago, and I went to work and I said, oh, Jen said the same thing about coffee being medicine, because we've always said that. Because I do feel like the coffee helps me to make it through the morning, helps me to make it through, you know, to not eat until 1 o'clock or so. I think it gives me the caffeine.
Right.
And I do think it's an appetite suppressant.
Well, it is. We know that. And I mean, research has shown that it can certainly be an appetite suppressant. It helps us, you know, there's linking coffee to, you know, increased fat burning. We know it helps clear out our liver glycogen. Some people are often confused by that, because after you drink coffee, you may, if it's someone who's like monitoring their blood glucose, you may drink coffee, black coffee, and then notice your blood glucose is higher. So that confuses people. Like, why, you know, would your blood glucose be higher? Well, that's because it's helping your liver clear out your stored liver glycogen. And that's actually a step along the way to ketosis, you know, getting that liver glycogen down and your body's ready to start tapping into fat stores. So don't let that worry you, everybody. Of course, there's no requirement to drink coffee, right? You don't have to drink coffee if you don't want to. But I like it a lot.
And I think it helps me. It does help me. So, and then like I told you before, I love soft drinks. So I was a huge Diet Mountain Dew drinker.
Oh, I used to drink that back in the day. That was my favorite.
It was my favorite. And Jen, I want to be honest. I could probably drink a 2 liter a day, you know, and I would take several of the 20 ounces to work with me. And that's just what I drank all day long. So I also, with reading your book, I decided I am off of anything diet. So I stopped diet soft drinks that day and I switched to regular soft drinks. But
I love that. And you know, that could be a whole debate because what's, you know, better, what's worse. I personally have read enough about diet sodas and the artificial sweeteners to think that they're probably not the best choice for any of us. Although if it is your window, it's your choice. I'd rather someone, you know, have a diet soda in your window if that's what you absolutely love. I don't want people to have that food guilt about it. But I do agree. I switch to regular if I'm going to drink a soda, which is very rare.
Yeah, well,
and I'm not saying that the regular is a good choice either.
I know.
But sometimes, you know, we don't always make great choices because we are enjoying our life.
Right. So, and that's the thing. They make me happy. I tell people all the time, my soft drinks make me happy, but I do feel like the diet soft drinks made me crave junk food. Mm-hmm. And I just knew, I've known for years, you know, the diet soft drinks were not good for me. And I've gone off soft drinks a couple times. One time I was off them for 2 years.
Wow.
So I know I cannot drink them, but I kind of gave myself permission to drink those during my open window. Now I don't go overboard unless I'm on vacation.
Right.
But I just feel like regular soft drinks are better for me than drinking the diet soft drinks because I can tell a difference in how I feel whenever I'm having the artificial sweeteners. I also, you know, I was one of those that had the fat-free Cool Whip in the refrigerator and the fat-free cheese. And I got rid of all that. And now I buy full fat, the very, like you say in Fast Feast Don't Repeat, or Fast Feast Repeat.
Please repeat.
Fast Feast Repeat, you know, buy the whole foods and the better foods. That's what I'm in the habit of doing. I do love my soft drinks, but that's one of the things that I noticed in the beginning as I stopped artificial sweeteners. So that's a big thing. One of the first things I'll never forget, and I tell this story to my group so many times, within just 3 days, I was walking up the steps at home and I was on the phone with Brian and I told him, I'm like, we have 6 steps that go up in our garage to get in the house. And I was walking up the steps and I'm like, babe, my knees aren't hurting me.
Wow.
And it had been 3 days. And I said, it's only been 3 days. That's just a fluke. Jen, they've never hurt again.
That's amazing.
Right. So it was not a fluke.
And, you know, we hear, obviously, you lose weight. It takes the pressure off your joints. You feel better. But in 3 days, you had not lost enough weight to take pressure off your joints. So it was clearly something else.
I think it was inflammation.
I think so, too.
Yeah. But so that was a huge thing. And I love telling that story. And then I also remember just like a week later telling Brian, I would always wake up in the mornings. And when my alarm would go off, I would be on the phone with him. Brian drives for UPS. So he's over the road and we talk on the phone all the time. So I would be telling him in the mornings when I'd wake up, babe, I just slept for like 8-10 hours and I feel horrible. Why do I feel so bad when I wake up in the mornings? Jen, I mean, like a week later, I told him, Brian, the alarm goes off. Not the phone, but the alarm. The alarm goes off and I jump up out of the bed. And I feel good. And this is so different for me because I haven't felt like this. I don't ever remember feeling this way. So I don't think that's a fluke either. I know that that's intermittent fasting. I can't really say I slept better because I did have the waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning like we all do. I'm going through menopause.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I would have the getting up in the middle of the night. But I do know that whenever I wake up in the morning now, I feel like I've slept. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I can start my day and get moving. And that feels amazing. That's worth everything to me.
That's great. I actually am doing better with my sleep. You heard the episode I did with Dr. Jones.
I love him.
It just came out.
Yes.
I mean, I did the episode a few months ago. I recorded it a few months ago, but it just came out in the real world as of, you know, recently, 2 weeks ago, I think as of today that we're recording. But after that episode, he did a full panel for both me and for my husband.
Okay.
And so he put us on his hormone replacement that he recommended based on the results. And man, I've noticed amazing changes, as has my husband.
Great.
So I wanted to pop that in there for people who listen who may have wondered, you know, did I work with Dr. Jones? Yes, I did. And I am sleeping so much better. You know, switching to the dry farm wines, I know I've talked about that. You know, that makes a difference in my sleep. I sleep so much better if I don't overdo it. And also the hormones. It's pretty remarkable how important hormones are in our body. So for all of you women and men, if you are going through, if you're, you know, aging, if you're in the stage of life where Tammy and I are, you know, late 40s, early 50s and beyond, if you're noticing weird things happening, hormones are powerful.
I totally agree with that. And the more that I read, I'm seeing more and more of that everything that I deal with is hormonal. Mm-hmm. I plan on touching base with him too after
he's
we get back from vacation.
I
know. I thought that as I'm listening to his podcast, I'm like, oh my gosh, his phone is blowing up
probably
today.
Yes. Somebody was like, I tried to call them and haven't called me back. I'm like, be patient. I can't even imagine how many people called him. I don't know if he was expecting quite the, but it really was, it's been amazing. And you know, he's not the only person out there. So for anybody who's looking for someone, there are other people like Dr. Jones out in the world who understand the power of hormones that can help you with bioidentical hormone replacement. And, you know, there's some controversy, you know, as with anything in the world, you can read about why you shouldn't do bioidentical hormone replacement or why you should. But there was one really pesky symptom that I'm not going to say on the air because it's very personal. Let me just put it that way. The very personal feminine symptom completely changed, back to normal like it had been before. And so, I mean, it's remarkable. I feel youthful in ways I was not feeling youthful. Let's just read between the lines.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I look forward to touching base with him after vacation.
Well, he's a great guy. So, yeah, hormones are powerful. So sleeping is one of the things that really I notice the most.
Right.
If you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know what a fan I am of Dr. Tim Spector and the work he's doing with Zoe. I was first introduced to his work in 2015, and I've been following his research ever since. What I love most about the Zoe Science and Nutrition podcast is that they have weekly interviews with world-leading experts who explain how their latest research can benefit your health. Recently, I was thrilled to finally meet him face-to-face as we recorded an episode for the Zoe Science and Nutrition podcast, and this episode aired on April 11th. We had a chance to talk about the world's biggest intermittent fasting study, and I had the opportunity to explain the clean fast to Jonathan, which may explain why he didn't enjoy his prior experiences with fasting. Search for Zoe Science and Nutrition on your podcast player or on YouTube to hear the latest episode, and don't forget to look for the April 11th episode to hear me, Tim, and Jonathan talk about the world's biggest intermittent fasting study. These days, achieving my health and wellness goals is more about making healthy habits that stick and less about quick fixes. And that's why I love Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest takes care of the planning, prep, and cleanup by delivering my favorite veggie and fruit-packed options straight to my door. Yesterday, I had a sweet potato and wild rice hash harvest bowl to open my window, then a great dinner with Chad later on, and then I had an apple and spiced oat bite to close. I'm going to have to start hiding those from Chad because he loves them too. Not really. The solution is simply order more. Create healthy habits that last with Daily Harvest. For a limited time, go to dailyharvest.com/ifstories to get $30 off your first box plus free shipping. That's dailyharvest.com/ifstories for $30 off your first box and free shipping. dailyharvest.com/ifstories.
Right. Well, and then, so my husband also started. I'd like to give him some kudos.
Yay!
So Brian started about 3 weeks after I did, and Brian's lost about 40 pounds too.
I mean, wow.
He's 35, 40 pounds. He's doing great. I mean, he looks amazing. And then Tammy, like I said, my work coworker at work and friend, her name's Tammy Scroggum. She started with me just a couple days after I started. And so both of them have been on the journey with me, and it's an amazing thing to have that support.
It really is.
Yeah. Brian and I talk about our fast. Me and Tammy will be at work and say, how long are you going today? How long are you going today? And we kind of, it's just amazing to have the support from the two people that mean so much to you.
Yeah. The support is really, you know, you can't overstate the importance of that, which is why, you know, for me, when I was starting out, and, you know, when I used to experiment with intermittent fasting in the past, I was very alone doing it on my own. And it was hard to keep up with it when I was the only one doing it. People thought I was crazy. But in 2014, 2015, when I finally had success, Facebook was, you know, a big part of my life by that point. And I joined a lot of different groups
right.
that gave me the support that I needed and really helped me, you know, troubleshoot. It was a place I could go and celebrate when things were going well or ask questions if I was struggling. So I know that you have a community that you have set up. Tell us about that.
I do. It's called Measure Me Life, and you can find us at measuremelife.com. And so to tell a little bit of the story of how Measure Me Life was born. So at my 50 fast, Tammy and I were in the office on lunch break, of course, and Tammy took pictures of me. We took pictures of each other. And when we did the side by side of my Halloween to 50 fast, Tammy was like, "Oh my goodness, look at you." And like, I didn't realize how much, because at that point, I think I had lost like 8 pounds.
Right.
But the difference in how I looked was remarkable. It was amazing. So I decided to put that picture out on my Facebook page because I've always either been losing weight or gaining weight. I know the year by how my weight is.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I know which diet I did that year.
Me too.
Or which pills I was on.
Right. Oh, that's so familiar.
But I've never put that out on Facebook. All my friends just know, oh, she's up. Oh, she's down, you know, but I never did tell them what I was doing. So I told Tammy, I said, you know what? I'm going to make a post on Facebook. I feel so strongly about intermittent fasting, and I know this is what my calling is. And Jen, to be honest, I feel like I've been heavy my entire life so that at some point the Lord was going to use me to be a witness or to be a testimony to help others. Okay?
I love it.
And so I told her, I said, I think this is it. This is what I'm called to do. Intermittent fasting is my thing. So I put it out on Facebook, you know, look at what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. Okay. My phone blew up that day. I had text messages, phone calls, private messages, people commenting on the post. Call me. I want to talk. Right. I want to know what this is about. So I told Tammy, I said, I can't answer all these people. It's making me crazy. And they were some of my best friends. So it's not like I could just say, well, I'll talk to you about it later. So I literally, the next day, Tammy and I set up a Facebook group. And I said, you know, and I would just text everybody, I'm getting ready to write something up. I'll let you know about it. So we started a Facebook group. Tammy started a Life Circle on the Life Fasting
the Life app.
Uh-huh. So we started a circle. It's actually called Measure Me Life. And so we just started that. So I had so many people join that group. I mean, like within a week or so, we had over 100 people in our group. So then that was in November-ish. So Tammy and I just started talking about it, you know, about this little group that we had and how it was growing so fast. So I told her, I said, you know, I said, let's start like a kind of like a, I guess I could say like a Weight Watcher meeting.
Right.
Let's start having some meetings and that way we can kind of share it with people and we can have a community of people that actually meet. So we held an in-person meeting in December. It was December 29th. We had over 20 people show up. So at our meeting, we were doing measurements. We just did measurements. There were no scales there.
Right.
We did measurements and we did pictures so that we would have some before pictures. And then at each of the meetings, we would take other pictures to have now pictures. So anyway, we had that meeting. It went over really well. So now we have meetings once a month and we get together and discuss our praise reports. We discuss our problems or any issues that we may be having. We still take our pictures. We didn't measure at this last meeting because we decided it's kind of too much in your personal space. We can't maintain our 6-foot distance.
Things are different.
Things are different. And for a couple months during the pandemic, we did have to do our monthly meeting through Zoom or, you know, online. I also have a Facebook Live every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So anybody that's in our private group can log in and they just listen to me. I usually have a topic and we talk and they chat and everybody says hi to everybody. And it's just a great time. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I sit there and talk to them. And like, I just feel like I'm talking and maybe no one's getting anything out of it, but everybody's like, are we having it this week? Or, you know, we're so excited. Are you coming on? And I'm like, yeah, we're going to do it. But I, you know, they all tell me they get something out of it.
It is weird. Facebook Lives are weird. For people who have never done them, you feel like you're just staring at your phone or your computer or whatever, and you're just talking randomly. You're like, is anyone listening?
That's right.
It's a whole different kind of thing. Yeah,
it is. And it's a little bit delayed. So like I'll ask questions. I always try to ask them questions to kind of get some interaction, but I have to wait on them. So that's a little bit weird for me. But then we came up with the name of our group. So we did that in January, created a website. So we have before and after pictures. And anybody can go out to our website and kind of get connected with our private Facebook group. We do have our private Facebook group locked down so that, you know, everything's private in there, like yours.
Right.
But we have over 700 people in our private Facebook group. And we also, I do some YouTubes. I don't know if you've checked it out or not yet, but I have Measure Me Life YouTube videos. I don't have a whole lot of them out there yet, but I will be recording more, you know, in the future. And I love doing that and just sharing what we know and helping other people.
Well, I love it. I don't have a lot of time to watch videos, but I love that you're doing them. And I also don't love doing them. I don't know why.
You don't?
I don't love doing the videos for personally. That's just, you know, I'm on Facebook all the time. I do the podcast, but
oh my goodness, I'm not a Jen, video or people. You're so busy.
Well, I know.
You are.
Managing the groups. But I want to say this. I think that what you're doing, and I know I've mentioned this before, the community growing, I encourage it. And, you know, some people, even my husband, they're a little sometimes nervous about the way that I'm encouraging it because they're like, well, what if somebody says something wrong? Or I'm like, no, that's not what we're here to support each other. And that's my heart as a teacher. You know, I'm putting information out there for you and the rest of the world to grab it up. And then you spread the information. And that's how we reach people. You know, I can't control the message. I can't micromanage the message. I want y'all to get excited like you've done. That makes me thrilled. You've started a community. You know, as your community grows, you do have challenges. You know, my big Delayed on Deny group, you're still in the big one?
I am. I'm in all of them.
Right. Well, we're about to hit 300,000 members just in that one group. And it loses some of the community feel because, you know, 300,000 people is a lot of people.
It's a lot of people.
You know, that, like, it's bigger than your city might be, you know, depending on where you live, your town. So I really encourage people to branch off, just like you've done, and start smaller communities. I love that you're meeting in person.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for people to do that. And, you know, I hope that you follow the best practices. Everyone who's listening, if you want to start a group and, you know, follow Delay Don't Deny or Fast, Feast, Repeat. And I hope that you would encourage, you know, the clean fast. I know you do.
Absolutely.
You said that's the only way you've done it. But, you know, spread the message out there and bring people into our clean fasting community. And we can change the world. We are changing the world.
Yes, we are. And, you know, something that we're doing, something I'm really excited about that we're doing in our group, it's called the Goal Getter Gifting Program. So we have two members that we've already celebrated. So Paige Davidson, which she was on your podcast before, she was number 82, and she's amazing.
She's awesome.
She is. She lost 100 pounds in her first year. So Paige has been a speaker for us, but she was our first person that received the gift. And she has a new thing that she's starting. You'll have to go check her out. She has a Facebook page called The Fasting Page. But it's P-A-I-G-E, The Fasting Page. So I know she's going to do wonderful with that. And then another member in our group, her name's Jan Gray, and she's slated to be on with your story in May of 2021. Yeah, so Jan, she went from being obese to overweight. So she made a goal. So she was gifted a gift from Paige. So it
I love it.
Goes,
so y'all are paying it forward from person to person. I love that.
Exactly.
And, you know, some people might think I'm crazy to want people to, you know, instead of trying to get everybody to join my community, I want to broaden the community like you're doing, you know.
That's right.
I can't manage the world, but we can help each other. Paying it forward is really what we're supposed to do. And, you know, I want to circle back to something you said earlier, that your struggle with your weight your whole life has led you to where you are now, and it's helped you find your calling. And I feel exactly the same way. You know, everything in my life, being a teacher for 28 years, struggling with my weight, you know, always being obsessed with diets and what my weight was doing, all the struggle, being obese led me to where I am now. I'm grateful that I was obese. I'm grateful that I struggled. Because Same. Without our struggle, we would have, our story would not, you know, we wouldn't have the passion for it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
You're exactly right. And the message would not be the same.
Exactly. So, you know, we've struggled and here we are with a solution that finally feels normal.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the tips about, because I do use your groups quite often. I mean, I don't, mm-hmm. I don't get on there as much as I used to because I'm trying to manage our group, which I have several moderators that help. But what I like to use your big group for is if somebody asks a question in our Measure Me Life group, I will go out to your group, to the Delay Don't Deny group, and I will search. I use that search button.
Yay! I love that.
Yeah. And I love this tip. And I always try to tell people, and I want to make sure I got it in the podcast, that say that they have a question about, you know, their diabetes or say just anything, you know, metabolic syndrome, anything that they may have a question about, they can go out to the Delay Don't Deny big group with 300,000 members and they can put in the search bar whatever they want to search on and it'll pull up a bunch of posts.
Right.
And then you can go in there and find information that's on your page that has already been answered a million times, right?
It's true. Yeah.
So I absolutely love that. And like I say, I try to tell the people in our group, you know, go out and be on the big group just for that search function.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to check in there every day, but at least be out there so that you have that.
I love it. I wish more people would use the search function because questions have been answered. You know, I'm sure you've seen, we changed the way the group works.
I have.
In the past month. And it was because we were having over 1,000 posts a day.
Right.
And it was the same questions over and over. The
right.
same exact ones over and over mostly. I mean, in the, you know, success photos, all that as well. But now we've changed it so we have everything gathered into threads. But we have an Ask a Moderator thread. But even within the daily Ask a Moderator thread, it's kind of funny. Someone will say, can I put lemon in my water? And a moderator will answer it. 4 comments later, someone's like, can I put lemon in my water?
Oh, my goodness.
And we're like, look up 4 questions. There it was. So anyway, people are funny, but we are happy to answer the questions. And luckily, the members are also answering each other, which is fabulous.
Right. And honestly, you know, in Measure Me Life in our group, like I said, I have 3 other moderators who help me, but
right.
So many of our members they are so awesome at answering
yeah.
questions because I honestly don't get on there that often. So everybody does just answer each other's questions. And I love that.
I love it too. And that in my, I have my advanced group, which is my other, we're about to hit 30,000 members there.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what we'll have by the time this comes out in October. But in that group, the original requirement was to read Delay Don't Deny. But now that Fast Feast Repeat is out, for new members to join the group, they need to have read Fast Feast Repeat. But what the beauty of that is that the community is educated. So everyone who's in there has read Delay Don't Deny if they've been there a while, and or Fast Feast Repeat if they've joined since that book came out. So people who are educated can help each other.
Right.
With troubleshooting. And so we don't have to monitor that one very closely. So I would invite anyone who's read Fast Feast Repeat to search for Delay Don't Deny Advanced Book Support Group. That's still the name of it because even Fast Feast Repeat follows, you know, Delay Don't Deny Intermittent Fasting. But the members there are very well educated, just like you're seeing in your group, and that members can help one another. And that's really the goal because there's only one of me.
Right.
There's only one of you, but we count on the members to help each other and to answer the questions.
Right. And, you know, my members, we started in December. So a lot of them are at their 200 fast.
Love it.
Yeah. So we have all kinds of, you know, just this week, people texted me and sending me pictures and posting them on our website of the remarkable changes that they've made, and everybody just loves it. I actually just bought a bunch of pins, and I'll show you on, you can kind of see it, but they have our little Measure Me Life guy. You can't
see it. Oh,
that's
so cute. I can see it because I can see it. I can see that little guy.
Yeah, it has measuremelife.com, but we have pins. So the purpose of this, I ordered like 300 of them, but I just figure, you know, people can put them in their purse or put them. I have a couple guys in our group, so, you know, they can carry them along with them.
Right.
Because so many people were out and about and they'll see my members out and they're like, oh, you look great.
What have you done?
What are you done?
Right.
So I had pins made so that I'm going to give each member, you know, a handful of pins so that they can just say, here, take a pin and look at our website. You can get some information. So I'm super excited about our meeting next month so that they can start handing out their pins. And our meetings, Jen, we meet face-to-face in Louisville, Kentucky, but we broadcast that within our group on Facebook Live. So if you're a part of the private group, you can watch our meetings being held live.
No matter where you are in the world.
No matter where you are in the world.
You don't have to be in Louisville. Yep. I love that a lot. And so those of you that are listening, if you've always wanted to have, you know, people close to you, start with just your friends, like Tammy, like she's done. And, you know, start with just start a Facebook group for just your friends and people who are asking you questions. Invite them there. Support each other. Have people meet face to face because the world is hungry for this information and people want the freedom that intermittent fasting brings. And, you know, you don't need special permission from me to do this. And you don't have to be somebody, you know, who's a guru to do it. You know, show up with Fast, Feast, Repeat in your hands. There's a frequently asked questions section and an index, which is my favorite thing. Don't you love that index?
I do.
And I love that the people at Macmillan Publishing made that index because I didn't have to do it. But, you know, any question you have, look in that index for your keyword. Like someone was asking, I can't even remember, was asking a question about something. And I was on the beach and they're like, what page is it? I'm like, I don't know. Look in the index. And they're like, oh, I did. Okay. And that sent them right there. So show up. Everybody bring your copy of Fast, Feast, Repeat. If you have a question, look in the index and hopefully I answered it for you right there. And then you can talk about it together.
Right.
So I'm there, even though I'm not there with you. The book is there with you, and you can be there for each other working through it.
Right. You could even have a book study.
Exactly.
A book study. Use each one of the books, and I'm not an avid reader, but, you know, that would be something that people could try to do if you're into, you know, if you do book studies or book clubs. Have a book club with the two books, three books.
Right. And that's actually how we started here in Augusta. We have a group that meets on Saturdays. Of course, we had to stop for the pandemic and they just closed the place that we meet. It was closed for a few weeks, but I think someone there had COVID, but now they've reopened it. So we'll be meeting tomorrow. But we started as a Delay Don't Deny book study group. When I was leading it in 2019, I was leading a Delay Don't Deny Digging Deeper. So every week we met and we discussed the chapters. And when we finished that, we liked it. Like, you know, week one, we talked about chapter one. Week two, we talked about chapter two. But we liked meeting so much that now we meet and talk about our life.
Right.
We just have become friends. But we do still talk about someone else have a struggle. And they'll say, gosh, you know, I feel like this is happening. What should I do? And said they people help each other. And we've become friends.
Well, and that is amazing to me, too, because, you know, I have met so many people through Measure Me Life. You know, it started with Delay, Don't Deny, but, you know, meeting them through Measure Me Life and becoming friends with them like Paige Davidson. You know, she lives in Lexington, Kentucky. So we live 100 miles from each other. We would have never met had it not been for Delay, Don't Deny, and then her joining Measure Me Life. And, you know, there are people in Measure Me Life from all across the country. And I get on there sometimes and I'm amazed because I'm like, I don't know this person, but I get to know them and we become friends. And I love that. And I can't thank you enough for being who you are and sharing your testimony and letting us all share it. Because I know I did ask permission from you before I started it. And I appreciate you. You've been so instrumental in me being able to do this and have my YouTube up and running. And I do appreciate you so much for that too.
Well, yeah, it's me putting it out there, like I said, and I want people to run with this. And I can't hold it all to me and manage the world, right? And I don't even want to try. But as a teacher, I want to teach you, you know, here are the resources that I've compiled based on what I believe the science is showing us. It's all here in Fast, Feast, Repeat. And use this as your guide and go out and spread it in the world too. And that's how we multiply the message. And that is how we change the world. And people really are looking for a solution. And I think this is it. And we can do it ourselves. It's like a grassroots, a true grassroots movement.
It is. It is.
And it's exciting.
And I tell people all the time, I'm like, you know, why did we not know about this before? Mm-hmm. But I really feel like it's because no one really makes money. You know, like you've said before on podcasts, you know, the food manufacturers aren't making money, and
right.
the pharmacies aren't making money, and the doctor, you know, it's something that you can do for yourself, and it's free. It's totally free. Yeah,
it is.
It's just an amazing thing. And I'm just so thankful that I found it and that I finally have a lifestyle that I know I can live the rest of my life, and I can be healthy and be here for grandkids. And it's just, I could go on and on and on about it all day long. And I usually do.
Me too.
I do.
So what's the craziest diet you ever did?
Well, I had gastric bypass.
Okay.
Yes, I had that. So I'd have to say that's the craziest.
You know, and what's so funny is these days, that's like the thing, right? People are like, I'm not making light of it at all. So please no one think that I am. I'm not, because I was at the point where I was starting to think about it when I weighed 210 pounds because we're desperate.
I know.
And nothing else has ever worked. So I'm 100% not making light of it. But when you think about it, though, you're surgically changing your body.
Yeah. And, I had that, I think it's been 19 years ago. So even I lost 130 pounds, but I gained some of it back. And then I did Weight Watchers and lost a few pounds. And I've done my Fitness Pal and counted calories, you know, low carb. I've done the low fat in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
That you love. And I've done so many different things. But, you know, in preparing for the podcast, I started thinking about, I've always cheated in my mm-hmm. diets. Like, if I was doing Weight Watchers, oh, I just won't count that. Okay, so I have a funny story from a gastric bypass surgery. So I literally came home and I had my husband stop at Taco Bell and get a soft taco from gastric bypass gin. And I ate a couple bites of a soft taco just to see if I could do it. So
we were not supposed to
eat. I was not supposed to eat that. No, I was supposed to be on like a liquid diet for a week or two.
I thought you were going to tell me you blended it or something.
No, like, no.
That's what I would have been doing.
Yeah. So I ate a couple bites of it and I told my doctor and he was like, Tammy, you are not supposed to do that. So, you know, whenever I started thinking about it, I've always kind of cheated at my diets. But this, I don't cheat at. I mean, if I close my window, I am going to have a clean fast until I open it back up. Now, there are times that I may close my window a little too early for the day. And then I may decide, okay, is it worth it? I'm going to open my window back up for the snack with my husband or whatever it may be. You know, we may decide to go get an ice cream. So I will open my window. I'll go in my fasting app and edit that. And if it's worth it, I will open it back up and just edit my window. Sometimes it's worth it and sometimes it's not.
Exactly.
So, but you're fully
in charge and it's not cheating. It's a decision and you're not breaking a rule, you're just extending your window.
That's exactly
And you are in charge at all times. And that's where, you know, the being empowered part is so important.
And I think that's one of the things when I very first started this, I just remember, Jen, I went through so much like emotionally and mentally and spiritually. I mean, I just went through so much like talking to myself and being like, okay, I can manage time. I can't manage food. Like food is, but like for me, I could manage the time of the day that I ate better than what I could eat. Mm-hmm. And I did feel like I had a license to eat in the beginning. And I just ate all those things that I couldn't eat for years, right?
Right.
But then I can remember one day, again, talking to Brian on the phone on the way home from work. And I was going to go to Chick-fil-A and get a chicken sandwich and fries. And I remember saying, Brian, I need a salad. Or I need
your
broccoli.
Body was craving it that,
was,
right?
It was craving it. And it does that from time to time. I'm just like, I know what I need to eat. Yeah. And again, in Fast, Feast, Repeat, you talk about how the appetite correction works. And it really, really does. And it has just been, it's been life changing for me. And I really went through a process of realizing that I was changing and the way my relationship is what I'd like to say. The relationship with food that I had before, it's totally different now.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It really is bizarre. Every time you see yourself making a different choice. When I was just at the beach, we went out to eat at a really, really nice restaurant at Myrtle Beach, and they have a location at Myrtle's Inlet, and I ordered this. The thing that looked the best to me was a beet salad with arugula. I'm like, this is so weird. I never would have eaten beets ever.
I know.
I'm like, they taste like dirt. No, now they taste delicious. So I'm like, I'm going to have the beet salad. And my friends are like, what?
I know.
It was fabulous. I wish I had some right now.
And honestly, I did the same thing. Me, Paige, and Tammy had lunch last Sunday. And we were at an Italian restaurant. And I, instead of ordering Italian, I like had like grilled chicken and vegetables with rice. And I'm like, what? Who am I?
Right. Yeah. My birthday, my husband said, would you like to go out to eat for your birthday? I'm like, okay, let's go. And then he's looking, you know, about where he could make reservations. Because, of course, restaurants are crazy right now with the whole, you know, the pandemic. But he started naming some restaurants. And like, well, I don't really want to go there because I don't feel like eating a steak. And that's what I would get there. I really need more vegetables than they have. And I don't want to go there either. And I'm like, I'm just going to cook dinner.
I noticed you cooked dinner last night.
I cooked dinner. It was udon noodles, and it was in an Asian sauce. I squeezed oranges. The sauce had an orange base with some, you know, soy sauce in there, too. And it had asparagus, and it had kale, and it had cashews, and it was so delicious.
It looked
hit the
great.
Spot. It was so very good, but that's what I want. I didn't want to go out and eat a non-window-worthy meal. And a couple people, when I posted my dinner, they were like, what? You cooked for yourself on your birthday? I'm like, I wanted to.
I thought that. And I'm not cooking tonight. We're going to a nice dinner.
Well, that's good. And I even, you know, I hadn't been making my homemade bread lately because I've been so busy. But it's so good. And yesterday I was like, it's my birthday. I'm giving myself a gift. I'm going to grind some wheat and make some homemade bread. And I did. And I'm like, why did I stop doing this? I guess I was so busy and I just put it to the wayside. Then I got lazy. But I think the homemade rolls are back for a while.
Good.
They're just so good. I'm like, this is so much better than I'd been buying like frozen Pepperidge Farm roll. I mean, they were fine, but
I'm not a big cooker. And that was one of the things, you know, with all the diets that I had been on, you know, we eat out a lot because with Brian's schedule, he's only home a couple days a week. And so we literally eat out almost every meal. I don't have to count points. So I can eat, I can just make better choices, but I don't have to worry about where we're going out to eat or what I'm going to be able to eat at the different restaurants we go to. So
freedom, absolute freedom.
It really, really is. And I can't say it enough how much I love it.
That's great. So what are some other non-scale victories that you've had? I know you mentioned early on, you talked about your knees feeling better. You're feeling better when you wake up in the morning. Anything else? Any other non-scale victories?
I'm so glad you asked this because my favorite non-scale victory is walking into my closet, being able to put anything in my closet on my body and saying, it looks pretty good. I'll wear that today. And because I got so tired, Jen, of walking in my closet and trying on five or six different things. No, that doesn't look good. No, my belly, it's too tight. My belly's showing. I just love that I can walk in my closet and anything I have in there fits.
That's
other than last week, Paige gave me for my birthday a t-shirt that is a medium t-shirt.
Ah.
So she gave me not
honesty.
Gold t-shirt, not honesty pants, but gold t-shirt. And I can't wait to get into that t-shirt. It says fueled by Jesus and coffee.
Oh, I love it.
So I can't wait to get in a medium t-shirt. I don't think I've ever, ever, ever owned a medium t-shirt that I wore other than what my kids had. So I don't think I've ever had a medium t-shirt. So I'm super excited to get into that. But I would have to say that that's probably my biggest non-scale victory.
Well, that's huge, though. You know, the freedom to know that you can go into your closet and feel good in your clothes.
It is.
Because I remember, amazing. You know, feeling miserable in my clothes.
Mm-hmm. I would get so tired of trying things on and, you know, my closet would be a mess because I would just keep trying different things on. No, that didn't look good. No, that doesn't look good. Now, I will say I've really condensed my closet quite a bit because, of course, I had sizes from a size 12 up to size 20, 22.
Right.
So I've kind of gotten rid of a lot of things. So I'm getting down to the smaller sizes, but I will not buy clothes.
Right.
Until my goal is to be in a size 8.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, I don't care when I get there, but eventually I'd like to be in a size 8 jeans and a medium t-shirt. So I don't know if I will surpass that or, and like I said, I don't care when I get there. Just
don't be surprised.
I'm taking it slow and easy and I'm just looking at this as it's my life. It's what I'm doing. And just like with my weight, I was really trying to get under 200 by today. But I wasn't stressed over it. I don't, and whatever, if I made it, great. And if I didn't, great. So I really try to take it as just a lifestyle and it's what I'm doing and I'm not giving myself a lot of pressure.
That's a great attitude to have because if we start putting a lot of pressure on ourselves and trying to have these, you know, these deadlines and these things that we think, that makes us feel like we're not successful when we don't get there. Like you could be like really disappointed and say, oh, I'm failing because I didn't meet this goal that I set for myself. But you're not failing.
Not at all.
It's life and you're living it and you feel happy and that's what life is supposed to be.
Right. Yes. And I really do feel happy. I'm super excited about just I'm really, really happy and glad that I found this lifestyle.
I'm glad to hear it. So we're coming close to the end of our time together. And I know that you mentor a lot of people and you probably have something already that you say to people when they're new. But what would you tell someone just starting off with intermittent fasting? Or is there anything you wish you knew when you first started?
Okay. Well, I have a couple things because all like right, you said, I'm sharing this a lot. The biggest thing that I always say is intermittent fasting is harder at first, but it gets easier as you practice.
Right.
Whereas diets are easier at first, but they get harder to stick to. I don't think that
is so true. That's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever stuck to a diet. This is 9 months. I don't think I've ever really stuck to a diet and not cheated before intermittent fasting.
Wow. So what Tammy just said, intermittent fasting is harder at first, but it gets easier. Whereas diets are easy at first and then they get harder. 100% true.
100%. And also, Jen, it gets easier with practice.
It's true.
With practice, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's struggle. There's still struggles some days, but the more you practice, the easier it does get.
And it just becomes like, you know, what you do. You get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you live your life, you're fasting. Later, you open your window. You don't even have to stress about it.
Exactly. A tip that I have is to listen to podcasts as much as you can. So I think I've told you before, whenever I get up in the morning, I have a speaker in the bathroom and I listen to one of your podcasts every day, the Intermittent Fasting Stories. That's the one that I prefer. So I turn it on. I've listened to them over and over, the different people. I have some favorites, but
I want to know, just we love all of you who have been on the podcast, but who are the ones that really stick out to you as some of your favorites?
Well, of course, Paige Davidson is
right,
my favorite.
We love her.
I love the Dr. Jones that was just on.
Yep. Episode, I think he's 104, episode
right,
104.
Right. And Kim, I love Kim's.
Kim Smith,
very
number
first,
one.
Uh-huh,
right.
Very first one. And there's some others that I don't even know because I've just got them saved on my phone. So I don't
right.
even I don't even recognize who they are. I love to hear at the beginning of the podcast, Jen, like what their story is. Have they really struggled with weight their whole life or have they lost a few pounds?
Right.
Because the people that have really struggled and who have had a lot of weight to lose resonates more for me.
Right. Because that's more like your story.
It's more like my story. Although I know that there's people out there that those people resonate with.
Exactly.
But anyway, so I listen to that whenever I get into the shower. I have it running the whole time I'm putting my face on, doing my hair. And then I have it synced up in my car all the way to work. And usually I have it playing when I walk in the door and say good morning to Tammy.
Love
so
it.
I love your podcast. So thank you so much for doing these.
Well, thank you.
It just helps me get my day started and it puts me in the right frame of mind for fasting for the day.
That's good.
It's just what I do. And to be honest, when I was home, because I was home working for about 3 months with the pandemic, and when I was at home, I wasn't listening to it because my commute was much smaller, right, mm-hmm. down the hallway. Right. So I didn't listen to them while I was at home working, and I really, really missed that. And I feel like it made fasting a little bit different for me,
right?
Just not having that early morning pep talk.
I get it.
Yeah.
Because you feel like you're connecting with another faster and you're hearing what they say. And yeah, I'm the kind of person that when I like something, I like to revisit it. Like a television series, I'll watch it through more than once.
Exactly.
You know? And books that I love to read, I'll read them more than once. But the same with the podcast, and they become friends and you know them. I actually, you know, Sherry Bullock, she was on the podcast. She's one of the group moderators. She came to visit me and we went to the beach, but she was with me. And I'm like, let's go to the Starbucks meeting. So I brought her, and it was like a celebrity. She's like, they don't think of me as a celebrity. I'm like, they do.
That's cool.
And they knew she was going to be there. So we had the largest group we've ever had because they knew Sherry was coming. She's our podcast celebrity that visited. It was fabulous.
That's fun. That's a lot of fun. And so a couple more things, take pictures. I'm huge. I love pictures. And one thing that I wish I had done is found something that was really small. So maybe like a medium or a large shirt and taken my original picture in that shirt.
Right.
So that I could see it getting
looser
on
me. Right.
Right. So I really think because some of the people in my group, that's what they've done. They took pictures, beginning pictures in tight clothes, and then they've progressed into them, and now they're big on them. So I love seeing that.
That's a great tip.
Yeah. Give yourself grace. That's what I preach it all the time in our group. You know, give yourself grace, and not every day is going to be perfect, but you can have a cumulative effect where, you know, you have some imperfect days and then some perfect days where you have, you know, a longer fasting window, and just give yourself grace and don't ever feel like you've fallen off of a wagon or anything like that, because we're just living life.
There is no wagon.
There is no wagon. And we tell that in our group all the time.
Well, thank you, Tammy. I have really enjoyed talking to you, and happy birthday again, and welcome to 50, and have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thanks, Jen. I love talking with you.
Do you have an intermittent fasting story to tell? Email me at jen@intermittentfastingstories.com and I'll add you to the lineup. That's GIN@intermittentfastingstories.com. The world wants to hear your story. That's it for today. Remember, I may have a doctorate, but I'm not a medical doctor. So don't use anything you hear on this podcast as a substitute for medical advice. Please always check with your doctor or healthcare provider if you have medical questions. I'll talk to you next week, Fasting Family, where we will hear another inspiring story. Have a great week and fast on. Intermittent Fasting Stories is edited, mixed, and mastered by Resonate Recordings. To learn more, visit them at resonaterecordings.com or email them at hello@resonaterecordings.com. Intermittent Fasting Stories listeners will receive a free offer if you mention that you heard it on the podcast.